Democrat Bob Casey sticks with Joe Biden despite widely panned debate performance. By Sean Moran on July 2, 2024. Senator Bob Casey, DPA, on Monday decided to stick by President Joe Biden, his close ally, despite the president's widely panned debate performance against former President Donald Trump. "He had a bad night in debate, but I think people know what's at stake," Casey told reporters. He contended that Keystone State voters are more concerned about leftist priorities such as abortion, labor, and voting rights, as well as the fate of democracy. He continued, "I've been at this a while, and I know his work," Casey said. "And I also know that the American people and the people of Pennsylvania are going to focus on these races in the way that I just outlined." The Associated Press noted that Biden last week had a disastrous debate performance that prompted many Democrats to question his readiness for another term in office. The AP noted that winning the Keystone State is critical to Biden's chances of winning re-election, as no Democrat has won the presidency without winning Pennsylvania since President Harry Truman in 1948. Casey's Republican opponent, businessman Dave McCormick, wrote on Monday, "Bob Casey, you're really not worried about Biden's bad debate performance? The Pennsylvanians I've heard from sure are. Our troops deserve a commander-in-chief with the strength and acuity to lead in a crisis. Yet, here is Casey going back to his tired, old routine, protecting Biden and lying to Pennsylvanians." John Hassan of the conservative outlet Town Hall has noted that Casey has repeatedly said that Biden is prepared to be president. "No question, Biden is prepared to do this job today and would be were he re-elected," Casey said in March 2024. "Joe Biden isn't up to the job, but Bob Casey won't do the right thing and stand up to his party, even as a national crisis is on the line. Casey is a diehard Democrat who puts party before country every time. Pennsylvanians deserve a senator who puts them first," National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, spokesman Philip Letso said in a statement on Monday. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.